And welcome once again to EW10's Bookmark. I'm Doug Keck, your host. Our two guests are Masango Asong and Selina Mary Opaleke. And we're talking about the Marian Consecration for Families, a 33-day consecration to Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Also, Marian Consecration for Kids and the Marian Consecration for Kids 33-day coloring book, all published by the International Consecrated Marian Society and CatholicBrain.com. Welcome to both of you to EWTN's Bookmark. Masango, you're no stranger to EWTN and EWTN Bookmark. As for both of you, you were on recently with Jim and Joy, talking about this fine work. So obviously, Masango, over the years, we've worked on multiple projects. Your wife is involved with the Catholic Marketing Network.
Correct.
She's been on the network before as well. You had something called the Catholic Brain way back when, right?
Right.
And you were working on that, and you had that tablet.
Bible Zone.
That was the first, the Bible Zone was the first time we were, you still have the Catholic Brain, but the Bible Zone, that was the first thing we had really ever talked about, right?
Yeah, it was about 9 years ago. Yeah. I was on the Bookmark with Sylvia. We talked about the Catholic tablet. And then we worked on other projects together. We have the Adventure Catechism media that you guys broadcast and other projects,
Right. So one of the other things was that Catholic Storybook Bible Stories and the First Communion episodes that from the Adventure Catechism, well, that we've been featuring on EWTN and working with you on over the last couple of years, right?
Right. So we have produced 33 videos so far for the Catholic Bible Storybook. Mm-hmm. There is about 24 more to go, so that's coming up soon. And you guys do broadcast the Adventure Catechism with Brother Francis, and also the First Communion that should be ready in the next few months.
Right. So, well, let me ask you, Selina Mary, how did you get involved with this particular project here that we're talking about, the Marian Consecration for Families and these other books?
So, I had my consecration back in 2015, after I had an encounter with our Blessed Mother. So the consecration is like eye opener. It's like a light bulb that went off. I was born a Catholic, raised a Catholic by pagan parents who later converted to be Catholic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So after my consecration, there's a lot of things that changed about me. My whole life turned like 180 degree around. What I didn't really understand about Blessed Mother came to life. And what triggered that was three things. I should have known I'm born Catholic. But one was she is daughter of God the Father. She is mother of God the Son. And she is spouse of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Things I should have known. But during the consecration with Morning Glory by Father Gately.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we know. I might have featured him on the network many times.
Yeah, that really brought me to a speed that I could not stop talking about Mother Mary. It's like my love for her just grew tremendously. I couldn't shut up. I kept talking to people. They need to consecrate because before that, I didn't really understand or even know laity can consecrate. So by so doing, in that process, I was inspired to start a consecration conference, to start talking to people about consecration, to holding conferences, and teaching them how to live it out. Because my whole life went into transformation. From my toe, I used to have nail polished everywhere. I used to dress like how women, we can dress to kill. And my hair, I had my hair all fixed up all the time. But after my consecration, there was a total transformation. My inside, I remember traveling to Nigeria at one time. I was inspired to go to confession. Whatever happened, I can remember from my childhood to that present time, which I did. And after that, external transformation started taking place about my outlook. And I went through all that for like 2-3 years. So in that process, I started getting more inspirational messages. And one of them was to get into book.
So you really felt called to actually have this put into this book form?
Yes. And because of that, I started trying to figure out how can I get into it, because we want to get children involved.
Right, because this is family oriented, and the other books are directly children.
So how do we get children information so we can get them consecrated as early as we can get them? Because we are losing children, we are losing our teenagers once they get to the teenage life.
Right.
So because of that, I'm trying to focus on how to produce something for children and families. We have broken families, broken relationships, parishes. Our world is broken. So in that quest, in 2022, a friend of mine called me about CMN is having Catholic Network marketing program.
Okay, so that's the connection. That's when
so
you guys.
So that's how I flew there.
Okay.
Within a week, I got this information, and which I know it was divine connection. So when I got there, I was going around the vendors, and I ran into him. I'm like, wow, this is exactly what I'm looking for. So I started talking to him about my ideas and inspiration, how I would like to produce something with video animation for children and comic, something that would draw children attention plus family, so that we can start addressing the brokenness in our families and how do we bring unity back. Because part of what I do is the consecration to bring unity in the communities and families. So
and
that's how I met.
Right, and this is a 33-day consecration of Jesus through the Immaculate
Heart
of Mary. And the two of you listed as producers. You were one of the writers, along with Jan Jimenez, I'm assuming, as well. And who were the illustrators?
That's part of the Catholic Brain team. We use part of some of our illustrators and the video team. We put the team together to work on this specific project,
And so, you talk about here, as Catholics, we're part of a very big family. First, God is our Father. We're baptized as a member of God's family of many brothers and sisters. We are also related to souls in purgatory. There's even more. God has given us a heavenly mother. And, of course, you quote, with woman, behold the Son. Then John said, behold your mother. And the idea you say here, and reinforcing, especially from a Catholic perspective, the idea of how Our Lady was given to each of us as our mother. And you think that's something that we haven't emphasized enough in the last few years?
Well, you want to take that?
I think we haven't been really emphasizing more. Recently, we are starting to get into that with consecration. But our Blessed Mother has been kind of on the background for so long. And she's playing a lot of role in our lives as a spiritual mother, who always her role is to take us to her Son, because she knows all the secrets about her Son. So part of our journey these days with consecration is to bring her to life so that people will really understand who she is. Because you can love who you don't know. And part of our mission with the book is to educate people truly who she is and how can they develop deeper relationship with her. Like me, I did not have a relationship, even though I was born Catholic, grown Catholic, but I felt now that I didn't have a relationship with her or her Son. But I go to church, I do everything Catholic does for us, but no relationship. But through consecration, I knew her better. Now I fell in love with her. And not just falling in love with her, I'm more deeper in love with our Lord Jesus Christ. Because she has really taken me to him.
She always points it and she brings us to him.
And I'm a living proof of that,
Right, you say the idea of we aren't already sons and daughters of Mary just by being part of God's family. Of course we are. Many people prefer the word entrustment rather than consecration, make it clear what we're doing, Now you also say we need to understand the fact that the Marian consecration is all about truly embracing our identity as children of Mary. What does it mean in your life to be a child of Mary in that way?
You know, being a mother, we know mother play a lot of role in upbringing of children. She has many children. We have many children. We do everything for our children. But each child still require unique attention depending on their need. The same thing with mother. She's our spiritual mother. But she expects something from each of us. If you go to her, she will give it to you. She's not going to force you. Mm-hmm. But she's waiting for us, each of us, to build that special relationship as a mother mm-hmm. for all of us. And she's waiting and doing it for all of us. So that's part of what we're trying to educate right. to people. Bring her in, take her home right. as your mother, to be mother for your heart, a mother for your family, mother for your homes, mother for the church that right. she is.
Well, I thought one of the ways you talk about it here, which I thought was kind of interesting, you said we like to imagine ourselves as very mature when in fact we're really infants that God has shared his life with us, and she is our mother. By entrusting ourselves to her, we're like that newborn baby who trusts completely in his mother, his or her mother.
Yeah, that's completely true. She takes us as a baby that we are, mm-hmm. like a child wearing diaper, if I may say that.
Right.
She will take us, clean us, do whatever we need to do, wash us. I always tell people, it's like she take us and wash us like cloth. Mm-hmm. And after she finished washing us, make us clean, then she push us right. to her son because we are dirty with
okay.
our sinfulness. Mm-hmm. Therefore, she has to go through that cleaning us, preparing us. And then once we're prepared, she now.
Right. And she's the perfect model for that.
She's because, a perfect model.
Because she's lived that out. Now, let me ask you, Masango, because you've heard about this. You know, aren't we supposed to entrust everything to God? Why do we need Mary's help if God already helps us? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I had that challenge in the beginning when Selena approached me with the project. I was like, well, I have to confess, I've never been like a Marian person. I'm more like, go to Jesus. I do pray the rosary almost every day, but wasn't a Marian person. So there was a little bit of a pushback, but I saw her passion.
Right.
And I could tell she's really on fire. And then after talking for a few months, I decided we'd do the project together. And there's plenty of Catholics out there that are not aware of, they don't want my lady to take that place
right.
of Jesus. But I would say, I think, just her being a role model for us. We have a heavenly mother in heaven that was 100%
right.
human.
Right.
So we can learn a lot from her. So
right.
In the process of doing this book, the project, I have come to know her a lot more.
Right.
It's still a work in progress for me, but it's amazing how you could look up to her as
right.
your heavenly mother.
Well, I think as you put it, and others and people have kind of talked about it this way, is she in effect is our Lord's masterpiece in many ways. And I guess the idea that, you know, being the greatest creature God ever made, you know, she's not God, she's not equal to God, but a great artist likes you to appreciate their artwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and here's our Lord, who owes everything in that way to his mother, who took care of him all those years.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that sons, you know, I always say at football games when they wave at the camera, they never say hi, Dad. They always say hello, Mom.
You wonder why, right? Always look up to the mother,
right?
Because
at the end of the day,
right.
that's who ultimately nurtured them. You know, and they say that Mary never tries to be. Mary only wants to do one thing: lead us to God. In fact, the consecration is really a consecration to Jesus through Mary, and of course that's the connection there as well to De Montfort. You know, we talk about how do we consecrate ourselves to Mary. It's a very simple consecration, although it's not strictly necessary. It's good to make our consecration on a Marian feast day, such as the Immaculate Conception on the 8th, the Assumption, etc. How did you do yours, and why is it 33 days?
It takes time to try to understand by reading. It's not a novel. It's not a novel you pick up and then go through it. It takes time. You have one day that you read and kind of meditate and understand and pray over what you just heard and practice it. So it takes those 33 days. Some people have 33 days. Some people have 40, but the most common is 33 days, which you know with St. Louis de Montfort,
right.
or even Father Michael Gately.
Gately, right.
Most recent ones are now 33 days.
Right.
But it takes that time for people to actually prepare, to feel it. You have to feel it and ask Mother to continue to walk with you and Holy Spirit to open you up so you can understand and practice what you're reading and praying about it. So That's why it takes about 33 days. Okay. And we believe too, 33 days is the time our Lord started his ministry. So all that is probably
three is an important
number. Yeah, 33 days is important.
Three is an important number. 33 is an important number.
Trinity,
exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, Maximilian Kolbe as well was.
Maximilian Kolbe, the consecration.
And you say that each day of preparation generally includes some scripture or spiritual reading or reflection on some prayers. As the consecration day approaches, it is good to go to confession, to attend Mass on the day of the consecration. Marian consecration can be done individually, of course, but it also is a wonderful spiritual practice to make as a family. And you targeted this book for families, but it is written in a way that a family can be used, but that a child could be really one of the main leaders or proponents of this, because it's very straightforward and simple.
Yeah, anybody can do it. Why we're targeting families is when you look at the way we programmed it, the one, you have one for children coloring book. Mm-hmm. So the child is following whatever is the one is in the coloring book. Right. And that's a time for family activities, for the parents to now educate their child as they're coloring, they're understanding deeper of what they just heard in reading. So it's a way visual, they're practicing, they're seeing it, they're activating all these senses, as they put it. So that the more they can practice, the more is better they understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like in some ways, if you look at it, in a sense, the consecration for families is something the family would use or the parents might use as their guide. And then the kids have got the Marian consecration for kids, as you said. But what's great about this is that, and I'm sure people will show it, is that it's written like as a series of cartoons.
Yes.
And I also thought it was interesting, too, I mean, that in the beginning it talks about, and the sister leads the children through. Hi, I'm Sister Lucia. Okay.
Yes,
the Fatima overtones are there. Today we're going to talk about someone very important, our Blessed Mother. But first I want to introduce you to friends of mine, Francisco and Jacinta, of course.
Right.
So you've got the entire Fatima team there working for you. And the idea of having the children. How have you found that using these kind of, like in a sense, comic strip-like images of a high-end quality, of course, in letting the children understand better the aspect of the consecration and why it's important.
Yeah, most kids are very visual-oriented, so they like to see the good illustrations. That's what they are used to in the today's world. So the comic style, the illustration, it grabs their attention immediately. Mm-hmm. So it's storytelling, which the secular media has used very effectively to get kids to watch things they shouldn't be watching. That is perfect for it. So immediately grabs the attention, the storytelling, the characters, the illustration, the comic style reading, and they get to know Our Lady more just reading the different stories.
Right, and you've got the consecration in here, and you go through day one, etc., in the original book, and here as well, one of the, and you basically have the same level of content. One of the ones that I thought was interesting is Our Lady of Lavang, which was in Vietnam, and that particular one. You also have not only particular events in Our Lady's life per se, like Mary at the Cross or Pentecost. You've got Our Lady of the Pillar or Our Lady of Guadalupe. Obviously, those apparitions, but you've also got the scapular itself, or the five First Saturdays, something which I hadn't really thought of, Marian Gardens.
Marian Gardens.
Explain what that is.
So Marian Garden is kind of drawing us attention to everything around us is part of God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come to the church, we will see we have the scents that we do, we have the cheers, we have the cross, we have those things that draw us close to remember God's creation and appreciate, like we said, the masterpiece. Mm-hmm. So the same as Mary's garden. When you have Mary's garden, you have her statue, you have flowers around her in your homes, you have those things that makes us Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you have that around you, the more you'll constantly be reminded that she is present as a mother,
right.
constantly reminding ourselves that she is here, guiding us to her son,
right.
and reminding us to pray, and all those things that mother is guiding us. So constantly, it's not just in the church, but in your own homes, in the garden, flower that you like to remind you. Like for me, I have roses in my garden at home that she has statue there. So it's just a constant reminder that she loves flowers, Mary's garden. It reminds us too that there is a paradise that we're gonna.
Well, we think of St. Therese with the roses, and we certainly think of Our Lady of Guadalupe, obviously, with the flowers. In fact, it's interesting you mention that, because having actually the statue of Our Lady of Guadalupe out in the front of our house, near our house, I happened to see a delivery man come up and kind of looking askew, and I thought he was like, well, what's that? But after he dropped those packages, I know he actually stopped there and said a prayer and made the sign of the cross. So he was somebody who noticed it there. And for him, that was a moment.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In his day of being reminded about his faith.
And I put a chair out there.
Really?
That I pray my rosary.
Okay.
I go there every day when I'm at home and have a moment with her.
Right.
And in prayer, my family does that when they're home.
Right. Yeah. And it just is true that sometimes Our Lady can seem somewhat more approachable than Our Lord can seem at times for people, especially if people are trying to come back to the faith or feel unworthy, because you know, Dad can be always seem to be a little more of a taskmaster. Mom seems to be always a little more understanding.
Yeah.
You know,
at
least in the way we think of anthropologically as human beings, how we think now. What you had mentioned also, Selena, was the idea, and you as well, Masango, that there's also the coloring book for kids, which is, do kids still use a lot of coloring books? Do you find this to be popular?
Oh, yeah, they do. They like to love to color.
My grandkids are loving it. They're loving it.
Yeah. That's
true. A while ago, a number of years ago, I guess not as popular anymore, they were adult coloring books and stuff running around, weren't they? They had that, you'd go to places, but... So and each one of these are the same basic...
The same 33 days.
Same 33, so you get a certain level of repetition as well.
Right.
Right.
So in some ways, this could be for the youngest child.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, the kids' book could be for like a slightly... Is that how you kind of set it up?
Well, they read... The way it works, they read the story in the book, the kids' book, they go to the coloring, the color, they have to do that every day. So that's part of the activity. Yeah, so that's like the activity.
But that reinforces them what they're
reading. It does, right.
Okay.
It reminds them.
And what would you say when you put the material together, what was the age group that you were thinking the kids' book was targeted towards, would you say?
I was talking to my bishop about it, and I said as long as they can start reading and seeing about 4 years and up, at that time they already started understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And even for the animation part of it,
right.
they might not be consecrating, but we need to put it out there. As they're watching comic like everything else in the world today, that should be playing too for them to be hearing Hail Mary. They should be hearing the voice of education about who mother is as infant, as even when they cannot talk.
Right.
They should be hearing Our Father repeating in their video too.
Right.
Just like what they listen to colors and all these features, the animations they have now, teaching them different things, A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3. This thing should be with our Catholic faith.
Yeah, and I'll have to add that the parents can also read to them the story, the comic book.
Right.
So the parents can read it as a story, so they get to learn about Our Lady from a very young age.
Right, right. And then in the original book, Marian, for families, obviously, you go day by day, whether it's the Annunciation, the Visitation, etc. And would this be something you would see a family would read out loud together, or how would a family use the family book?
They would, like he said, they can read it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
If a child, of course, if they're all sitting on the table, either the child, if he can read, he can lead the reading.
Right.
And the parents can join them, explaining more whatever they ask. Oh, mommy, what is this? Oh, mommy, daddy, what does that mean?
Right.
And as they finish that, they can get their coloring book and start coloring after they finish reading. Right. And like it's a project for their family.
Together,
and,
yeah.
and at each after each chapter, you do a Hail Mary as a family together.
Yeah, right. and on, yeah.
That's for the first couple of days.
For the first couple of days, there's right. other prayers, like a Magnificat. Mm-hmm. They will do Magnificat. Or if the Angelus, they will do Angelus for okay. that day. So Hail Holy Queen.
Right,
depending
I see that
the
here,
information
right.
okay. we are trying to
under
them
Mary
to
Mediatrix of All Graces
right.
or something,
mm-hmm.
right, exactly. And it's in that, you know, in some ways we lost the idea that repetition is a good thing and that kind of memorization because it means it's there.
Right.
It's not like you have to think that hard about it. So how long have these materials been available and how are they doing?
We just basically launched I would say a few weeks ago, but we've been working on the project for over a year.
Okay.
But we're just actually getting started okay. and we're very excited to get it well, out there.
So you have plans for anything, something with St. Joseph or something else going forward, or you just want to see how this plays out first?
Oh. We have a lot on the on the pipeline.
I had a feeling you had a lot of ideas out there, so I was wondering.
We have a
so.
Lot of ideas is coming on the pipeline with okay. all the same everything that we're doing for education
okay.
to catch our children young.
Okay.
That is just our mission, is to get the children young so we don't lose them. We keep
right.
losing our children
right.
as once they get to teenage life.
Right.
We just keep losing mm-hmm. them.
Right.
So we know mother has the ability, like if she can hold as old as I am, she can hold me and turn my life around, she can get to the innocent
right.
baby children and hold them and mold them to the way
right.
she can, because she can do that.
Right.
She's not gonna force you, but she knows her
right.
way and she can mold them to the teenage life. So by teenage life, they should love her enough not to abandon their
right.
faith.
To deal with the slings and arrows of the
right.
world.
Right, and they would know our Lord Jesus Christ by then better too.
Okay. Absolutely, oh, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Masango and Selena Mary, talking about a couple of books, Marian Consecration for Families and also the Marian Consecration for Kids, and also a wonderful Marian Consecration for Kids 33-day coloring book, all available through our EWTN religious catalog. EWTNRC.com for all things Catholic. Highly recommended for your family. We'll see you next time right here on Bookmark. Thanks.